suppose he behaves like his father behaves.
Well, now there's an expression says he takes after him.
Would this be in looks or in disposition or both?
Could be either.
Either one. Mm-hmm. You ever hear acts like his father?
Is he
the right? Boy acts like his father?
Well, yes.
Would that be behavior, disposition?
That would be behavior if he acts like him.
All right. Do you ever hear he's the spitting image of his father?
Oh, yes. Chip off the old block.
When a woman has a large family, you say, she had a hard life. She has six children. She has done what to six children? They're all grown now. She has...
She's born them.
Well, I'm talking about the process of getting them.
Raised them.
Right. a word for an illegitimate child is... A nice way of saying, of referring to one would be...
I don't know any other word except illegitimate.
All right. What is a kind of a crude way of referring to one?
I don't know.
All right. Do you ever hear them call a woods colt?
A what?
A woods colt.
No.
All right. Would they ever use the word bastard?
Well, I wouldn't.
All right. That would be crude. Mm-hmm. That would be very... Very crude, all right.
I've heard the word, but...
Would you think of it as being used more of a curse word than to refer to something?
I think usually...
Let's see, an insult is really what I'm looking for. If you call somebody a bastard, it wouldn't necessarily refer to his birth, but it would be an insult.
Just to say something mean to him.
All right. Your brother's son would be your...
Nephew.
A child whose parents are dead is an...
Orphan.
Would this be true of a child even if he were not in an institution? He would still be an orphan?
Still be an orphan.
All right. Mm-hmm. When a child is an orphan, the court will appoint someone to take care of him. This would be his...
Guardian.
Everyone who is related to you, let's see, all of the people who are related to you are your...
Relatives.
All right. Would kinfolks be the
kinfolks? Yes.
Would they be the same as relatives or closer?
Mm-hmm.
Now, talking about the term family, kinfolks, people, and relatives. Now, would some of those have a closer relationship to you?
In the UDC, a relative means not a direct line, but an uncle or something like that. He's not a lineal. Ancestor. An ancestor means direct line. Father, 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 father.
Oh, see? I didn't know that.
But a collateral is your relative. Uncle, great uncle, and so forth. He's your relative.
He's a relative. How far back would a relative go?
Indefinite.
Indefinitely. All right, now would all of these people, even back, like eighth cousins or something, would these all be relatives?
They'd all be relatives.
Would they all be kinfolks?
Distant kin.
Will they all be people? Your people?
Yeah, they'd be all part of your people. Your family tree, as it were.
I see. Then if you say my family, would this be all of these people too?
Well, usually when you say my family, that means your immediate family.
And what is an immediate family?
It means your brothers and sisters.
Your mother, father, brothers, sisters, husband, children. Would husbands and children be an immediate family?
I guess they'd be included.
Okay, that's the distinction I wanted to find out. If someone, perhaps a friend of yours were to meet someone named, they would say, is he related to you? You might say, no, he's no...
No kin to me.
All right. let's see, I suppose I want to get some pronunciations here now. So I may ask, this isn't a Bible quiz, but some of them are Bible names, so I'll ask about that.